friends. Welcome back to your daily dose of environmental science. Today we will be talking about the Three Gorges Dam. Now, you probably already know that this dam is the largest in the world. As if that wasn't already impressive enough, it only took 5 years to build. The Three Gorges Dam is located on the Yangtze River by the town of Songduping. This dam was originally constructed to regulate the amount of water allowed through, overall reducing floods caused by the Yangtze River. Alright, enough of the background information. Let's get into the real reason we're here, the meat and potatoes. We have to look at both sides of the story. The best parts about this dam are the flood control. The flood storage capacity is 22 cubic meters. Not good with numbers and big words? Well, I'll just tell you what that means. This capacity can reduce the frequency of major downstream flooding from once every 10 years to once every 100 years. Damn, that's pretty amazing. Another amazing thing this dam can perform is power generation. From 2003 to 2014, the annual power generation rate was increasing, and there was 83.7 terawatt hours in 2013 to 98.8 terawatt hours in 2014. Another thing the Three Gorges Dam brings in is tourism. Plenty of people make the trip to marvel at this huge structure. The installment of ship locks, and equipped with lift on the dam, the Yangtze Three Gorges cruise ships have safer navigation. At this point, you might be thinking, what could be wrong with this thing? Well, there's a lot of things. Think about the people and animals that call this river home. Chinese officials estimate that the reservoir will partially or completely inundate 2 cities, 11 counties, 140 towns, 326 townships, and 1,351 villages. Over 1.3 million people had to leave their homes, and recently, another 300,000 people may face relocation as well. Environmentally, the surrounding landscape has been changed largely, which has caused some problems, relating to climate deterioration, plants and wildlife disappearing, historical relics being submerged. I could go on. Possibly the worst part about this dam is the water pollution. A large number of land is experiencing erosion, which leads to tons of sand and pebbles into the Yangtze River, which stay upstream and makes for great water pollution. Now, let's expand on the ecological and social disadvantages of the Three Gorges Dam. The dam is negatively affecting biodiversity. Animal and plant life has been greatly threatened due to flooding. The dam puts a major roadblock in many fish populations' reproduction patterns, making it harder to travel. Now, how is the population going to grow without reproduction? Exactly. It's not. To make it even worse, with flooding, saltwater intrusion is occurring, endangering freshwater fish populations as well. An interesting thing is that the dam may have been tied to major earthquakes, including the one in May 2008, which killed 87,000 people, placing tremendous pressure and fluctuation by rapidly raising and dropping water volume on the underlying geological plates. Still think it's amazing? I'm just getting started. If the displacement of millions of people from their homes, the culture that was made in the Yangtze River Basin, doesn't make you sick to your stomach, how about that those same people are hardly receiving their promised compensation for the displacement? Compensation in some instances has been as meager as $7 a month, and many claim they have received only half the land compensation which they were promised. Not only are the people who lived in the heartland of the dam are being affected, those who live downstream are affected by pollution. People all across central and eastern China, including those in China's largest city, Shanghai, are feeling the effects of drought as well. So now, what do you have to say? Yeah, it is pretty terrible. In my opinion, the Three Gorges Dam sucks. Well, that looks like all we have time for today. Stay tuned and subscribe for all your environmental science needs. Thanks for listening.